I started to feel that I had arrived. And genuinely, by the time I was 40, I was really, really flying. I was all over the place. You know, I'd done 50 films by then and 200 songs. And I'd been knighted by the Malaysians. I'd been given the highest civil honor by the French government, the title of which for the life of me I can't pronounce even till now. So I'm sorry, France, and thank you, France, for doing that. But much bigger than that, I got to meet Angelina Jolie. Yeah. For 2.5 seconds. And I'm sure she also remembers that encounter somewhere. Okay, maybe not. And I sat next to Hannah Montana on a round dinner table with her back towards me most of the time. Like I said, I was flying from Miley to Jolie. And humanity was soaring with me. We were both pretty much flying off the handle, actually. And then you all know what happened. The internet happened. I was in my late 40s, and I started tweeting like a canary in a birdcage. And assuming that, you know, people who will peer into my world will admire it for the miracle I believed it to be. But something else awaited me and humanity. You know, we had expected an expansion of ideas and dreams with the enhanced connectivity of the world. We had not bargained for the village-like enclosure of thought, of judgment, of definition that flowed from the same place that freedom and revolution was taking place in. Everything I said took a new meaning. Everything I did, good, bad, ugly, was there for the world to comment upon and judge. As a matter of fact, everything I didn't say or do also met with the same fate.